Welcome back. I'm Jim Rohn. One last segment, and this is an amazing story. And many of you may know it. Some of you do not. We're joined right now by a forward for the Golden State Warriors. He had 14 points in Monday's win over Memphis. He is averaging 11 points and 22 minutes per game in the last five games. A former member of the East Side Pirates in Luxembourg. He was undrafted out of Green Bay. Golden State's 10-1. They're in first place in the Pacific. They're at home tonight against Milwaukee, a 10:30 p.m. Eastern game. Alonzo McKinney is my guest. Alfonso, great to have you on the show, Alfonso. How are you?
Man, thanks, Jim, for having me.
Dude, it is so great. It is so good to have you. I was so anxious to talk to you. So you're coming off a 14-point game on Monday night, Alfonso, but you are the biggest story right now on the Golden State Warriors. Considering where you started, what is your life like right now?
Considering from where I started, I mean, my life, you know, it did a whole 360 pretty much. Just being in Luxembourg and being in the Bay Area right now, you know, it's a complete, you know, complete difference.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about Luxembourg in a minute, but I think for people to really understand this, Alfonso, we go all the way back. You were not highly recruited coming out of Marshall High School in Chicago. As you yourself have said, you know, you kind of viewed yourself as a role player. As you look back, you did whatever you could to help the team. What were you thinking about in terms of your basketball future? Was the NBA even on your radar coming out of high school?
Coming out of high school, it's something that I always wanted to do, but, you know, at the same time, like, I knew, like, that I wasn't highly recruited to those big, you know, big time colleges, you know, where most guys come out, you know, 1 year and, you know, go to the NBA. But, you know, it was still a goal of mine and, you know, a dream of mine. But, you know, at the time it was just, you know, me trying to focus on going into, you know, my freshman year of college and just trying to, you know, adjust to that new situation.
Alfonso McKinney joining us. So what happens is you end up going to Eastern Illinois, and you didn't play a ton your first year, and then you start to put up numbers in your second year, and then you transfer to Wisconsin Green Bay. How did that come to be?
The whole Green Bay situation came about. My coach at Eastern, he ended up getting laid off, and I thought it would be a good move for me to go to another school, and Wisconsin Green Bay was, you know, it was one of my first choices. My best friend went there, and, like, the guy who recruited me to Eastern Illinois, he had actually got a job at Wisconsin Green Bay. So it's kind of like I had ties there already. And, you know, I just thought it was the best opportunity for me. And, you know, I went on a visit, and, you know, as soon as I got there, I pretty much committed.
Right, so you obviously liked what you saw. Then you get there, and during your redshirt season, you tore your meniscus. You work your way back. Then in a Midnight Madness dunk contest, you tear it again. I mean, so we got some serious adversity. What was that time like physically and emotionally after you tore it again?
It was a tough time for me, you know, especially coming off a redshirt year where, we had a good team that year, and I definitely thought I could have contributed, but, you know, it was my redshirt year, couldn't play. And, I had worked that whole year, and, you know, going into that next year, you know, I was set to have, you know, a big role on the team. A couple guys had graduated, and I was stepping into a spot where I would get a lot of minutes. And, me tearing my meniscus the second time, it was a major setback because it was nothing like the first time. The first time, you know, I was back in maybe like 4 to 6 weeks. But the second time, you know, it went from – being a 4 to 6 week recovery to a 6 to 8, 8 to 12, and so on and so on. And, he's going to come back whenever he's ready to come back. And, you know, that whole year pretty much I wasn't, you know, wasn't 100%. But, we had a good team that year, and I thought we was going to make the tournament. So, you know, I kind of just pushed myself to get out there and just play, you know, even on a 65% knee. And, you know, we end up coming short of the tournament, but, it was just all about getting back out there and just trying to get a feel for everything.
Golden State Warrior Alfonso McKinney is joining us. So you finally get back out there, and then right around your senior year, you start to feel like yourself once again, and you're starting to put up some numbers, but then it comes time to put your name in for the draft or go to workouts, and at that point, it didn't seem like it was the right thing. So you go to a couple of EuroLeague camps in Las Vegas, and then a coach from Luxembourg reaches out to you. What were you thinking? For example, did you know anything about Luxembourg at that point or Luxembourg basketball?
I knew nothing about Luxembourg.
Right?
I actually, when I first heard the name Luxembourg, I mean, I went straight to Google and I Googled it and, found out where it was at and just, looked on Eurobasket and stuff like that, like trying to see things about the league. But, it wasn't a lot. But at the time, it was my only opportunity. So, I just took it.
All right. So you get over there and I've seen some of your highlights from there. It does not look a lot like the NBA. how would you describe the courts and the arenas where you played?
Oh, man, the courts, first off, is nothing like the NBA. Some courts were like, typical hardwood floors, but then there was some courts, it was kind of like, I want to say it felt like concrete to me. Hmm. And the gym where we played at the most, it had that green, it was a green court. The floor was hard, the rims were, a little shaky. But, a lot of those gems wasn't it.
Alfonso McKinney is joining us. Golden State Warriors having a huge year. The thing is, though, regardless of the conditions, you were showing up huge. In your first game, you had 20 in the first half. There were a couple of Americans on the other team. What did they make of your game?
To be honest, my first game we played, the team in our division, they were like number one. They projected to win like our league or whatever. And, our first game we played, I remember being on the free throw line and one of the other Americans was like, he just asked me like, man, like, why are you here? Mm. like you said, I had like 20 the first half and then I think I ended up finishing with like 30 something. But, different teams, the Americans would ask me that same question. Like, why are you here? And I'm just like, it's the only thing I've had. So, I really just made the most of it.
You did. And the thing is, though, some of these other guys you played with, they had day jobs, right? So, like, one guy was a police officer. Another guy worked at the airport. Some worked for the government. So, what were they like as players?
As players, they were much different from me. I played basketball because it's how I make money and stuff like that. But those guys, they just did it, I feel like, for, recreation. And, that's a big difference, between them and me. They were doing it for fun. They didn't really have to be there. Some guys wouldn't make practices. A lot of practices we weren't able to run, like, 5-on-5s because everybody wasn't there. Like I said, a lot of dudes had day jobs and, they'd get done with work. And, for them, coming to practice and stuff like that, it was just, like extra recreation and cardio and stuff like that. But, for me, it was my life, so.
That was real. Golden State Warriors small forward Alfonso McKinney joining us. So you battle, man. You grind and you work, and then you make it back to the States in 2016, and then you go to Mexico to play. What was the experience like there?
I actually like Mexico, besides playing 4 games a week.
Right.
Double back-to-backs, that was tough. But I actually had a good time in Mexico. I was on a good team in that league. When I actually came in, they were number one. And, we finished number one. And ended up going all the way to the finals and, lost in, like, game 6 of the finals. But just that overall experience was great. Met a lot of people. Got to see Mexico a little bit. Never had been to Mexico. Got to see different parts of Mexico, and it was a great experience.
All right, so and I'm moving ahead because there's so much to this, but you come back to Chicago and you get a call to see if you can come run with some of the Bulls players at an open gym, and you've got a moment in one of the open gyms where, as you told The Athletic, quote, almost dunked the bleep out of Robin Lopez. What do you remember about that moment, Alfonso? How big was that for you?
I got that call just Coach Randy Brown had called me and asked would I be able to come to the gym. And, I kind of just woke up and just walked right out the house and went there. It wasn't too far from me. And, I had an open run with them and just was playing. And it was like one play I almost dunked the Lopez guy from Chicago. And, like, everybody went crazy. And, I looked up and, I was coming back every day. For like a month, working out with those guys. Unfortunately, I just wasn't able to make the training camp roster with them. But, it was the first year they were going to have a D-League team, and, they they invited me to, you know, come to trials and all that stuff. And, you know, I ended up making the Windy City Bulls team, and, you know, I had a great year with them.
All right, so you make it to the D-League, and let me just jump ahead again. You're playing for my guy Jerry Stackhouse in the D-League. Man, I love Stack. What did you learn from Stack?
Stackhouse, that's my guy.
Yeah, right? What was he like to play for? What did you learn from him?
Well, Stackhouse taught me a lot, you know, on the defensive end. You know, most of my career I was playing, you know, playing the big guy because, you know, I was always one of the taller guys on the team, and, you know, I was always forced to play like the four. I even played the five a little bit in the G League. But, yeah, you know, going to Toronto, you know, I was, you know, transitioning into being a three and playing on the wing, you know, most of my time. And, you know, Stackhouse helped me a lot, you know, transitioning from, you know, guarding big guys to, you know, being able to guard, you know, smaller guys. And, you know, just teaching me the defensive rotations and, you know, just how to get things done on the defensive end. And, you know, helped me out on my game a little bit on the offensive end as well.
Alphonso McKinney joining me for a couple more moments. I mean, so you get that opportunity, and then you make it to the NBA. You play for the Raptors. You get to camp with Golden State. And, again, I'm jumping ahead a little bit here. But then you make that team. But at the end of camp, you get a call that the coach wants to see you. Steve Kerr wants to see you. Generally, that's not the best news. What did you think when you heard that?
I mean, when they woke me up on the plane and said that he wanted to meet with me, I kind of, in my mind, it came through, you know, it's judgment time. So you never know, you know, what the outcome going to be in those kind of situations until, you know, you actually hear what's going to happen. And, you know, I went back there and sat, talked to him, and, you know, he had let me know that, you know, it was an open roster spot and, you know, I was going to get it. And, you know, at the moment, you know, I didn't really show it at the time, but in my mind, like, I was, you know, super excited and, I mean, couldn't believe it.
I got to ask you this then. It's one thing to make that team, but you come back home against Chicago, and the day starts by meeting with a realtor. You buy your mom a new house. Then you play that night. You hit four threes. You go 19-10 in a win in Chicago. How amazing a day was that?
Man, probably one of the best days of my life. You know, just being able to, you know, to sign off on those documents to get my mom a house is probably one of the, you know, one of the biggest things I've done. You know, people always ask guys when you get a bunch of money, like, what you gonna do first? And, you know, my response was always, I'm gonna get my mom a house. And, you know, I was able to do that a few weeks back. And, you know, coming out on the court and doing that in front of, you know, all my family and friends, it was unbelievable, to be honest. But, you know, everybody had fun that day and everybody enjoyed it. We went out to eat after. Family got to meet some of the players, and, you know, everybody enjoyed it.
It's an amazing day. It was not that long ago. You were running with cops and airport workers in Luxembourg, and now you're playing with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Man, does it feel really surreal?
Hey, major upgrade, man.
Major upgrade. Golden State's 10-1. They're in first place in the Pacific. Alphonso McKinney, my guest. Alphonso, it's an amazing story. Great to meet you. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you telling your story. It was almost an impossible story to cover even in one long segment. There was so much to that story. I want to thank everybody who made that happen. My man Alphonso himself. Raymond Ritter handled that one. Thanks, Ray, for everything. Brett Winkler, Michael Ravina, Cole Lawrence, Daryl Arata, the best in the business. Golden State, Ray Ritter. Did I mention him? The best there ever was.